Welcome to another episode of Not Enough Wrestling. We got El Pollo Loco. We got Tom the Ricker. Tom the Ripper.
The Ricker, dang.
We got the Columbia Cartel and your boy, the Matt, the All-Star Jones. We are the Faction of Satisfaction. Welcome to the newest episode of Not Enough Wrestling once again. How's everybody doing? We got a lot to talk about today with a little bit of time.
Yes, yeah. So you get started.
Let's get to it.
All right. First thing first. Nothing big on to talk about in SmackDown. Matt Riddle lost to AJ Styles for the IC belt. I kind of wish that Team Corbin would have interfered, which cost Matt Riddle the W, as opposed to Styles beating him, and then Corbin comes out and attacks him, because that it makes Matt Riddle loses the momentum he had moving forward, because they were pushing this guy, and then he just loses to AJ Styles, which makes him take a giant step back.
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
So, Tom?
It's all right.
Wow.
All right.
Moving forward. So, Slammiversary. We got Slammiversary, man. That happened on Saturday. A bunch of WWE talent showed up, plus the Motor City Machine Guns made a return back to Impact Wrestling.
Oh, that is so dope. I like those guys, man, together.
Yeah, Motor City, yeah. They were a really good tag team. I kind of thought it would have went to AEW, man, because a lot of tag teams in AEW, they could have built around. You could have feuded with Young Bucks, and then plus the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows. They signed with Impact Wrestling.
EC3. I got to insert here, like, I'm really liking Impact's roster more than AEW's, and I was watching a little bit of Impact Wrestling, and to me, it was a little more entertaining than AEW was.
Wait, you can watch Impact Wrestling? You have Impact Wrestling channel?
Well, I was watching what I could on the web. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. I just went for yeah.
In the interweb, the dark interweb.
Okay.
The dark one.
No.
Okay.
But so yeah.
Eric Young showed up. Heath Slater showed up.
Yep.
Kurt Hawkins showed up. There's a lot of WWE guys that were let go during the 90-day that 90-day gap they had during the pandemic with WWE trying to save some money. They let a bunch of guys go. A bunch of those guys showed up. Eric Young talked about his time with NXT/WWE, and he talked about how he loved his time at NXT because they actually used him. Him and Triple H had a good relationship. But once he got moved up to the main roster, it just kind of went downhill because there was no – it's not organized and everything just all over the place. So that's pretty much what he said in a nutshell, how WWE was. And, like, you couldn't get your storyline across. You couldn't get your ideas across. And it just sucks, you know. So I feel like a lot of these guys that were in WWE may end up back at Impact Wrestling or another promotion to get the characters built and be used properly.
Which is good because I like what EC3 did. He grew out the goatee. He's got the haircut, you know, with the fade going. He looks like the cat from the movie Boyka, whatever. What is it called?
Boyka.
Yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, he looking good, bro.
We'll see what happens. Like, I want to watch Impact Wrestling. If I had the channel, I would watch it. But, you know, since I don't have the channel, I can't really keep up with it. So, but I hope that they continue to push these guys. And I think all these guys that went to Impact Wrestling that did not get signed by AEW, like, their goal is to, like, make them prove them wrong that you should have signed me when you had the chance. But since you didn't sign me, you know, I'm going to show you guys.
I like Anderson and Gallows. I think they're a really good tag team. I thought they would go to AEW, but like me and you spoke about this earlier this week, it was probably because of the flexibility with them bouncing back and forth, New Japan, possibly. Because, I mean, he was still wearing kind of like a Bullet Club shirt on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. But I think it's cool. I like them.
I mean, it would have been nice for them to join AEW because you got FTR, you got the Bucks.
Yeah.
But I think Jericho said on his podcast that he was going to have them join the Inner Circle, which would have pushed the PNP tag team, PNR, PNP tag team out of the group. So it would have been like another tag team that was involved, and it just would have knocked the other group out. So, you know, who knows? But If you get a chance to watch some Impact, I would definitely try to keep up with it.
Yeah, I like it a lot more than AEW.
All right. Okay. So let's get into Extreme Rules, which was that Sunday that just passed.
Oh, hold on. One more thing. I didn't know Rich Swann was at in Impact Wrestling as well now. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's been there for a while. He's been there ever since the allegation that happened with him on WWE. Ever since they let him go, he went straight to Impact Wrestling. He's been there since.
Gotcha.
So, Extreme Rules, not really going to dive that deep into it. I really do want to talk about the Eye for Eye match, and I'm going to get you guys' thoughts on that. Colombian Cartel, start it off, man. What did you think, bro?
The match itself was good. It had like a top like a hardcore kind of feel, which it kind of was. But that ending though was just horrible. Oh my God!
Like, oh, you didn't like it?
I mean, I liked it, but the way the Rey Mysterio lost his eye, I mean, they could have done it a lot better.
What would you have done?
Well, I wouldn't have had I wouldn't have thrown up Rice-A-Roni all over the place.
Exactly. And have a Halloween eye in your pocket and just take it out and put it right here, you know. So like the camera can see half of it, you know.
There was no blood.
There was no blood coming out of the eye.
The original injury was better than this one.
Exactly, because on Raw, he had blood coming out of his eye. And then
on
Sunday, he didn't have nothing but a fake eyeball on top of his actual eyeball and make it seem like it popped out of socket.
I'll tell you the truth, though. When I saw it, at first, I got a little queasy. And I think Matt said the same thing because I didn't know if it was real or not, you know, at the time.
No.
And, like, I'm watching. I'm like, yo, I think I saw an eyeball. I was like, oh. And then you have Seth Rollins, you know, in the back. And usually people, when they see something gruesome, some people do throw up. And, like, he just made his – and I'm just like, bro, what does this say? He's like, ah, ah. And I'm like, oh! I was about to ah, myself.
That's what made me kind of go, was the fact that Seth Rollins threw up his protein shake after the match.
Man, that wasn't no protein shake, bro. That was like Rice-A-Roni, bro. That was like Uncle Ben's or something. Some all over the place, man.
Oh, Tom, I think. What did you think, Tom? Come on, what did you think, Tom?
The match was good, but the way they dealt with it, they could have had more blood or something. Because when an eye comes out of a socket, bro, there's blood, my friend. And it was horrible. It was like Raw's was better, and he pretty much went deeper in the Raw thing than he did at Extreme Rules. So it didn't work, bro. It didn't work at all. To me, with the match was good, but the selling of the eye poking was not even close.
I mean,
but the fact that the WWE goes to the extent on Twitter to say, you know, that Mysterio, we were able to rush Mysterio to the hospital in time, and his eye was intact, and there was no cut into the.
They were like,
"Yo, hey,
that gumball machine eyeball, bro. What happened?"
Hey, the whole time I'm watching the match, like when they were like going for each other's eye, bro, I was like, like stop, Like I was because I don't really like stuff like that. So I was getting squeamish myself. So I'm watching the whole thing, and then so when like Rollins finally does the finish, and then the eyeball comes out, I was like, wow, because at first it was somebody they were gonna do CGI, and then I didn't think the CGI thing was gonna work, but
there was no laceration to the optic nerve, is what they said, right?
Yeah, something like that. So I mean, this match should not be seen again for like the next 10 years. Like this, like something like this needs to be something that's like a real big feud, like hate. Like this, how much hate that needs to be involved. Like you can't do this every year. You know, it can't be 5 years from now. It can't be six. It got to be 10 years from now where this match is forgotten. So, like, when it comes back again, people remember, like, they have to come back and remember how gruesome this whole thing was for it to, in order to happen again. So, that was my thing about it. I thought the match itself was okay. It's like, the match itself was fine. Just getting to that finish was far from me. But outside of that, the rest of the pay-per-view was okay.
Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt match.
Oh, that was great garbage. Oh my God. That was trash.
They tried to recreate the Boneyard match like AJ and they tried to recreate that. And they've tried to recreate that already a couple times, right? And it just hasn't really
Maybe worked. It's just Bray. Maybe it's just Bray's matches because it happened work for The Undertaker. Maybe it's just Bray's matches. I don't know, man.
I just think AJ and Undertaker, you know, they're good at their craft. They're really good at their craft at the age that they are. They're both seasoned vets. I don't put Bray in that category. I don't think he's a seasoned vet yet. And they know how to sell. You know, Undertaker was looking for that match with AJ. You know, that was the only match that he was looking forward to. I watched The Last Ride the other day. I finished the entire series, and he talked about it. And that's the last thing they show is them doing that. They put a lot of work into it, man. You know, a lot of heart.
Maybe they put it. Maybe they had some creative, the production behind it.
Got to watch it, man. They put that together in a day, bro. Yeah, it was very last minute. And
what's about the AJ Taker have any?
Yeah,
they did. They had some thoughts in it, right? They had some creative.
No, that was last minute. That all had to be brainstormed the day before they started filming. So, yeah. I suggest going to watch that show if you haven't finished it. That was a good show. I don't know if Tom finished it yet, but man, it was really good.
No, I have not.
Really, I mean, I've been trying to. There's just so much wrestling going on. That's why it's not enough.
But anyways,
wrestling.
Yeah, like, let's get back on track. The Bray Wyatt thing, it didn't work, bro. It was kind of eh.
It was horrible. Because
then the Fiend comes out next, so now it's gonna be Braun versus the Fiend at SummerSlam. Watch.
Yeah, what was the thing with Alexa Bliss? Like, I was a little confused by the Alexa Bliss thing.
Probably Sister Abigail just, you know, formed herself in Alexa Bliss to Braun. Probably Braun has a crush of Alexa Bliss.
Well,
you know,
remember, he was with her in the mixed tag team.
Yeah,
that was his partner.
I want to know what Mike. Though, well, I know. I want to know what Mike was about.
Doesn't matter. Before.
What was that?
What were you gonna say just a second ago?
Oh, like I was just saying that match, whatever you want to call it, or fight, whatever, that shit had no creativity. It was just Bray holding Braun hostage the whole time. And then they end up fighting each other at the Swamp, but Bray doesn't win the match. It's the Fiend who wins the match. And then with the whole Sister Abigail, Alexa Bliss, like Tom said, it was just because they had they were in the mixed tag team match, and they had a little thing going on. So it's probably, you know, she's probably gonna be the new Sister Abigail, but I didn't really like that Swamp fight.
Remember before during that pay per view, you know how they were asking people who would win what? Alexa Bliss did say Braun would win it. You know, there was many key things that you saw throughout the whole pay-per-view.
And I guess a Sister Abigail transforms herself into whatever it is that of your liking, possibly, or I guess a fear of yours, depending on what it is, you know. I'm assuming that's the way they're going with it.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to see. So, moving forward, man, we go straight into Raw. Orton takes out the Big Show with the punt, so the Big Show is going to be gone for quite a bit. You know, with all this, with Orton,
bro,
Orton's got to be
so much time building that up, and they spent so much time talking and doing promos for that. They spent more time doing the promos than the match.
Yo, I knew the Big Show was going to lose when he cut that promo before the match. Like, he was literally putting out his swan song before the match even started. He was like, I've known Randy since we did this, that, and the third. Like, bro, like, all that energy you had the first couple of weeks, and then you finally go at him, you're, like, giving this dude, like, all this credit and so on and so forth. Like, no, you can't do that, bro, going into a match. You can't just literally just be like, oh, this guy's this and this guy's that, bro. Like, that's when I knew it was over. But then you got Asuka getting a rematch for her belt because she lost by a screw job. Which I didn't like that one, back to Extreme Rules.
Oh, we forgot to talk about Bayley and Sasha. They have all the belts, like we talked about.
Well, they don't have it yet, but she's gonna get it. She don't have it yet. We got to see what happens because Shayna Baszler has something to do with this also. So I think Shayna's gonna be involved in this somehow, some way. But you know, you got that. Then you got Ziggler and Drew going at it as a rematch. But Drew gets to pick the stipulation. We'll find out next week what that's gonna be. But that was pretty much for Raw. So. You know,
yeah.
All right. So then, the big thing for NXT. This is the thing that stuck out to me was Keith Lee vacates the North American title after holding it for a couple of months, and he's like, "I want to give other people a chance to win the belt, just like I did. So I'm going to vacate it." And I want you guys' thoughts because this is practically—I don't know how much time we have left—but this is practically where I want to focus most of my time on.
Well, he's we got some AEW to get to too.
He's going to give it to the what's his name, the one he just wrestled.
Well, he's not giving it to anybody. He vacated the belt, and now they're having a
But they're going to have a thing, and then it's going to be all the people that called him out throughout the season. What's it called? Priest called him out. The guy who fought Priest, I forgot his name. That guy with the top hat.
It's my Grimes.
Yeah, Grimes called them out. They all called them out. Everybody in NXT called them out. Finn Balor called them out. So they're going to have a tournament for that.
Well, yeah, they already. It's going to be a ladder match at the next takeover for the North American title. And all that. But I just want you guys' thoughts. Do you like the fact that he vacated the title? That's what I really wanted. That's the question.
I don't mind. I don't mind that at all. To be honest, that's actually a very good part on his behalf. And it shows him what type of character he is and how a good of a champion he is. To hold two belts for not letting anybody else go ahead, I think that's selfish. So I believe this is a very selfless act that he's doing.
Bump that, bro. If I won them both, I worked hard for both. You got to come get this. I ain't giving nobody nothing.
The only reason why he relinquished the North American title is because he's a face. If he was a heel, he'd be holding both titles right now. That's what I would think. But
I would be holding on to him because I'm and whoever wants to come, I'll put it up. But I'm not just gonna be like, oh, I'm relinquishing it to give somebody an opportunity. Oh, nice for you. Nah, Nick, bro. Oh man, I almost slipped.
Whoa.
Edit that out of the show.
Yeah, nah, bro. Listen. I worked hard to get each one of those belts. I was here every night.
But you're already down in history for it, dude.
Exactly. So I'm gonna hold on to it. If you want it, you come in me and you make your way and work hard at it like I had to get it.
Okay.
Did anyone give him anything?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Double titles.
But Mike, I didn't like Mike's statement about him being a face and holding both belts. Like, you don't have to be a face or heel to hold both titles. Like, I know Seth Rollins held both titles. And I know that Jay Lethal back in Ring of Honor, he held both titles. You don't have to be a heel to hold both titles. You can be a face and still be a fighting champion. That was the whole thing. I figured he's going to be a fighting champion and eventually lose it at one of these pay-per-views or shows before he goes against Karrion Kross. You know what I'm saying? But
think
for
about
you,
this, Matt. I'm just saying, think about this. You are the NXT champion, and you lose the North American champion to one of those cats. That lowers your level a little bit, I think.
No, bro, man. Think, no.
Yes, it does.
Because you're doing double duty, bro. You understand that the fact. You understand that I'm the champ of both of the shows, so I got to defend both belts. If I didn't want both belts, I shouldn't have fought for them in the first place.
And you're not. It's not like he's going to lose it to somebody. They're going to put him against. I mean, well, I would have some opponent to put up against. Like, if I lost it to Finn Balor, that doesn't decrease my.
No, it doesn't.
You know.
Me personally, if it was going to be a ladder match, he didn't get pinned, so which means that it doesn't hurt him. He loses no momentum. Losing the belt if he doesn't get pinned or he doesn't get or the ladder gets pulled by somebody else down. It smells a little fishy, man. After all that work, and you just go ahead and just drop the title? No, bro. I'm fighting for both of these. You want it? Come get it. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's being selfless. I think he's doing a good job by doing it.
No, because you're making these, you're giving somebody the easy wins, dog. You're giving somebody who don't deserve it, just bro, like Becky.
I trained for years, worked hard, busting my butt to get to this point to have both belts, and I'm just going to be like, oh, no, give it to somebody else because I, you know.
No, because he knows how it comes. He knows how it is to come up through the trenches. So he's giving bro. Other people that came up with him.
You got to come do it the same way I had to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Then you got to come, you got to fight for it, bro.
He can't handle having two belts, defending both belts in one night.
Yeah, so he doesn't have the stamina for it.
That's his point. He should never fought for it in the first place then. That makes no sense.
He's a 350-pound guy that's jumping off the top rope.
Exactly. Then you should have never put yourself in a predicament. No way. There's no way I'm going to just go in here, win both of these titles, and then I'm just going to drop the smaller one after that. Dude. I'm gonna
He's
go back.
Not the one put himself in that predicament. That was Triple H.
Okay, but you could have been like, I don't want that title because I already have a belt.
That's like you working your way at a job and becoming the CEO, and then all of a sudden you work your way up another job and you're CEO of two different companies, and then you say, oh no, I'm just gonna give the other CEO position away. Bump that, bro. I worked hard on both ends. I'm keeping it.
Give another guy another chance.
I'm with Ed on this one, dog. In this business, you know how hard it is to get to the position you're at. And you don't know when the next opportunity you're going to get a title shot. Look at my man. Look at what we were just talking about this dude, Ciampa. We don't even know if Ciampa's in this tournament or not. Ciampa has a perfect chance to be in this tournament. He's never won the North American title. So this is a perfect opportunity for him to be in this. If he's not in this tournament, that proves my point that they have an issue with him, and that's why they're not using him. He needs to be in this tournement somehow, some way.
Look at Finn Balor, the way that he won the belt, and within 24 hours, he was not the champ anymore because of the injury.
He never got a legit rematch. You're right, Ed. He never got a legit rematch for that title. You already know how hard it is to get title shots these days. So, no, I'm not giving you a belt.
After you're injured, yes, it's very hard. But if you're a healthy guy and you've been up through the trenches, like I said, and there's other guys that did the same fight as you did,
Seth Rollins held the U.S. title and the WWE championship for months. Before he finally dropped the title. So, guess what? If Seth could do it, he could have did it.
He's not going to do it.
Well, he doesn't have to now because he's already dropped the belt. That's annoying, boy. But I'm just saying, it's just a bad look. To me, it's a bad look. It's a bad look. You lose a little bit with me because you should have been that fighting champion and defend both belts and just took the L. If you got pinned or you took the L with somebody else winning it and you're just not involved in the pinfall, you lose all that. You lose all that momentum.
No, I don't agree at all.
Well,
next,
and then we had the Karrion Kross goes against Dominik Dijak, whatever his name is.
Yes,
that match dragged on, and we were talking about how Ciampa had went against this dude. His match ended in 5 minutes or less. I'm like, so you push Dominik, but you won't push Ciampa. You gave this dude Killer Kross and Dominik this long drag that match, so you can recapture this whole Rocky film when Apollo Creed got killed by the Russian dude, and it was just role reverse because it was Rocky watching Apollo getting killed. This time, it's kind of like the reverse. It's kind of watching Rocky get killed, and Apollo's watching Rocky get killed by the Russian dude. You know what I'm saying? That's how it comes off to me, because the whole Dominic was like, no, I'm gonna finish the fight. It's my fight, or what. You're looking at me crazy, Tom, but I need you to picture it like that. Picture the roles reversed.
I'm trying to, but I don't see it.
Anyways, go back and watch the Rocky movie if you can't picture that. But I'm just saying, like, I didn't like the fact that they gave this dude a long, dragged-out match, and then Ciampa can't even get a long, dragged-out match with Killer Kross.
Ciampa is injury-prone.
He's not injury-prone, dude. He's only had, like, one significant injury. Since he's been NXT.
Man. The dude broke his neck. Come on, man.
He's a liability, bro.
So you think they put him in a Daniel Bryan situation? That's what they're doing.
Pretty much. In an Edge situation.
We got some AEW today.
I watched the Fallen Fighter Fallen or something like that. I forgot what it's called. But I watched it. It was pretty good.
Cody Rhodes went against this guy named Kiss. I forgot his name. My bad. I'm not good with names here. But
Cody Rhodes went up against Eddie Kingston.
No, Kiss. The guy Kiss. The one that looks like a girl.
The crosser. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so he went against him. It was actually a very good match, to be honest with you. I thought it was really well put. They were both going back and forth, and I enjoyed it a lot. That was a very good match. And then they had Cage versus what's his name? Knox, John Moxley. That was a good one. Taz ended up throwing his towel in to stop Moxie from injuring Cage's bicep again. So that's how that ended up. Mr. Orange Squeeze dropped some orange juice on Jericho and Ortiz and the other guy. And then what's his name? Jack? Jack Hager. They dropped orange juice from the top, so it was kind of like you know, when DX dropped poo on Vince McMahon on Raw. That was kind of like the same thing. Other than that, I think Young Bucks and Kenny Omega went against the Jurassic Express. And they won. Young Bucks won. Kenny Omega went out after the bell, started beating up on Jungle Boy. And from that point on, I think he's going to be turning heel with Paige when they're with the tag team belts. And then FTR went against the Lucha Brothers. And they did good. They pretty much – Lucha Brothers won. But the FTR, a Young Bucks came from behind Blade and Butcher and beat them up. And then they got the keys back for the pickup truck they stole from the FTR. And then they gave to FTR. And then Kenny Omega came back with
a cooler. Is this the match or something? Or what's going on here?
Like, bro, I got lost at, like, step A.
We started talking about trucks. We started talking about trucks. I was lost. Like, what happened?
It sounds like a carjacking.
What happened was Blade and Butcher and Lucha Brothers, they stole FTR's custom pickup truck when they first appeared on AEW.
Yeah, it's a carjacking.
That was the rival. Yeah, it was a carjacking.
So it's a carjacking match.
They finally got their key back, but then Kenny Omega was offering them a beer because last time on Fyter Fest, they were they poured the beer. Kenny Omega, like, I guess, denied them or messed up their beer at the commentating table, and then what the FTR did was they opened their beer and they poured it all over Omega. So there's gonna be a feud there. So just that's.
I was lost at orange juice, man. I'm still lost at orange juice.
Well,
you said, "Hey, wait, hold on." You say you watch AEW. So you shouldn't be confused.
But he said he did. He said he didn't watch AEW.
No, I watched Impact.
How are you going to say Impact is better than AEW when you haven't been seeing it recently?
I watched AEW before the Fyter Fest.
Oh my God! There's a lot different now than before that.
Oh,
come
man,
on, buddy.
No, I didn't you like. You can't it. Compare. I didn't like it. Can't didn't compare. Like it. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't compare. Sorry.
All right, all right.
So we only got,
you lost we, me we on got, orange juice.
We only got a couple of minutes left. I know y'all saw. I shouldn't shot that video of the Pat McAfee and the Adam Cole situation. Oh, shoot yeah, or no was shoot. Funny. Was that a shoot or is that? I think we all think it's not. It wasn't a. It was a shoot.
I think it was a shoot, man.
I wish it would have been like an actual diss to Adam Cole, but it's a shoot, man.
It was funny though. It was funny. Yeah, funny.
I didn't think. I didn't think it was that funny. I didn't think it was that funny to me personally. Like
I
know,
did, man. I was laughing the entire time.
Like I'm sitting there, I only got to see like the minute and 30 seconds of it, and all of you see your man just talking about how short he was and how. The Undisputed help him, you know, win all his matches.
Well, that's true on that one.
I mean, yeah, that I can give you. That's facts. Like, the Undisputed did help him.
But he was like, so. Oh, you said that he said, oh, you, he told Pat that, he said, you, the Undisputed Era, was one of the reasons. And Pat McAfee's like, no, I said, what I really said was, they were the main reason. And he's like, oh, what? And he's, it made it worse. And I was like, dang, dude, this has to be a shoot, bro. Cause like, ain't nobody who's right mind gonna be like,
interviewing
somebody
that.
Who's already pissed off about what you said. And you're like, no, that's not what I said. I said, you're really an a-hole, is what I said.
Yo, like, then he threw the mic and then he got up. Cause I think the hype thing is what really set him off. They told him he was like 6 foot or whatever like that. And like, I think they're both about the same height. And that just set him off. And then he pushed the guy and he walked out the store.
I don't know, but Pat looked big. Pat looked big. Yeah. His arms are bigger than, what's his name's?
Yeah, but yeah, because he's a punter, bro. He doesn't do anything else but kick a ball. You don't have to run back and forth or nothing like that. You think punters are catching people when kickoff returns?
I ain't got nothing to say to someone who made it to the NFL when there's a point.
Well, congratulations. I'm just saying, but all you do is kick the ball. You ain't got to catch nobody, bro. So, I mean, like,
it's all right. He's still making more money and more better moves than I am.
I mean, congratulations,
There was a lot of hard work. There's a lot of hard work to get to where he went.
But he can't do what Cole does either, so he can't get on what Cole does.
It don't mean nothing, because if it came down to throwing blows, I'm sure Pat McAfee could hold his own.
I bet Cole would get knocked out in 2 seconds.
I believe so, too.
I don't think so.
Bro, that dude is a small – did you see him? Pat McAfee's arms were bigger than this dude's legs.
So we're going by size is what you're saying. So it's not the fight. It's not
because,
the, it's
because
not the
you're a professional
fight.
Wrestler, you're saying you don't have to fight.
I'm not saying that either. I'm not just saying because his arm is bigger than another person.
You think Pat McAfee is going to let him do the tequila sunrise on his ass?
I'm not saying a wrestler would use an actual wrestling move in a fight. What I'm saying is that they can fight outside of wrestling. Yes, all I'm saying is just because you play the professional sports of football, your arms are big, doesn't mean that you're going to win a fight. That's all I'm trying to say here. And I'm not saying because you're a wrestler that you're going to win a fight either.
You don't know.
Neither of us know that. But I'm not taking either sides. I'm just saying. I would sit back and watch.
Friend. I know him.
I would watch. All I'm saying is I would watch if they had to throw hands.
So my question is, what was the purpose of this whole interview? Is it going to lead to like a fight to him and Pat?
I think so.
That is a good question. That is the real question right there. That is a spot on question, Cartel. I appreciate that. And I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. It didn't make any sense either.
I think there's going to be an NXT fight with McAfee versus Adam Cole. Watch. If they brought Gronkowski to host WrestleMania and do the 24/7 champion, why can't they bring McAfee?
I mean, McAfee's been on SmackDown before, so.
All right. Why they bring me on there? I'll go for a 24/7.
All right, real fast. Joe, should he stay on commentary or should he return back to the ring? I should need yes or no.
I like him in commentary, to be honest.
I miss him in the ring.
I miss
his
him in
commentary
the ring
is
too,
good. His commentary
I miss,
is all
I miss
right.
Him in the, I miss him in the ring, but only if they bring back his muscle buster.
Okay.
Because I miss that fan. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad commentator, good commentator, but it's like they're holding him back in the ring. He can't go with his all potential because he has dangerous moves. Quote unquote. So.
I got a question real quick. We got a couple minutes. Real quick. Do you think AJ is gonna leave WWE? Would he go back to Impact and be with his brothers?
Yes. No.
I agree. I think he will. I think you get more money. I mean,
he's already said that he would stay and he wants to finish his career in WWE, but WWE would have to do something really stupid in order for him to go back. Like it had to be like
Way worse than what
Impact did to him.
Matt's married to AJ Styles, so he.
No, I'm being for real. Like,
no, that's fine. I was just asking a question.
If he goes to Impact, Matt can't watch him wrestle, and he's gonna be sad.
Yeah, that would be sad. But I'm not. But for him to go back all the way to Impact, too. I mean, Dixie's not there anymore. Dixie doesn't own the company, so that makes it a clean slate.
So they can give him more money because she wasn't gonna offer him more money.
Yeah, so
correct.
He could go back if he, depending on what his contract. He said he was going to retire after this when his contract's over with WWE, and he said he wants to do something within the WWE backstage scouting and stuff like that. So,
do you I think, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, go ahead.
What up? Do you think Jeff Hardy is going to go to AEW since his contract is almost up and he doesn't want to resign with WWE?
That I'll say yes on.
I say he goes to AEW also.
I don't know, man. He could go the opposite way just because his brother's over there and he just wants to do his own thing. And he had a good stick with Impact when he was there. So,
what, Willow? You want to go back to Willow?
No.
Oh, Willow was a horrible gimmick.
Oh, he had a good gimmick, all right. Yeah, right.
We got to get out of here. We want to thank you again for listening to the newest episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We got the reaction and satisfaction. Thank you, Colombian Cartel. Matt, I'm sorry. Ed Pollo Loco, thank you. Tommy Ripper, thank you. I'm the Matt the All-Star Jones. We'll see you later. We out.
Peace. Later.
Peace.